Welcome back to the deep dive. Okay, so you've brought us some interesting material today. It looks like excerpts, maybe from a website or an article, all focused on Rand Park Golf Club in South Africa.
That's right. And the plan today is to really dig into these sources, see what they tell us about Rand Park's story, you know, what makes it tick, and why it's seen as such a top-tier golfing spot.
Right. So think of this as your fast track to understanding this specific club. But honestly, even if you're not heading to South Africa soon, there's probably broader stuff here too. Like, what do these sources suggest are the key things that make any golf destination really stand out? Let's get into it.
Absolutely. So the material starts right at the beginning. It tells us Rand Park Golf Club kicked off in 1968 over in Randburg, South Africa.
1968. Wow. Okay. So it's got some real heritage. And it sounds like the original idea wasn't just, you know, digging some holes. The sources seem to stress it was meant as a kind of sanctuary for golfers, blending tough courses with a good social vibe, camaraderie.
Exactly. And that combination seems pretty core to who they are, even now. The sources talk about how the club just grew and grew over the years, becoming, well, a really important name in South African golf.
What stands out to me from the notes is the emphasis on community. The sources make a point about this being nurtured from day one by the founding members. It wasn't only about the golf scores.
Precisely. It was about building those connections, too. And this whole commitment to both the golf side and the community side, it's reflected in how they kept growing, adding things, improving the courses constantly. According to the material, that's a big part of why it's held in such high regard.
So thinking about that journey, what were the big moments? The sources definitely flag up its role hosting big tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Hosting events like the South African Open, that's mentioned as being huge. The material points out how that brings in the top players, puts the club on the map internationally.
And a massive step, it seems, was bringing in the two different 18-hole courses, Firethorn and Bushwillow. The sources describe them as unique, each with its own challenges, but also designed to sort of fit into the natural landscape.
Yeah, it wasn't about making two identical courses. Variety was built in. And we also see they've kept up with the times the sources mention them, using new tech for maintenance and equipment, all to make the playing experience better.
And circling back to the community thing, the sources talk about a really diverse membership, like actual pro golfers playing alongside, you know, prominent people from other areas.
It sounds like a really interesting mix. The material suggests having pros around isn't just for show. They often end up inspiring younger players, maybe even mentoring them sometimes.
I can kind of picture that, can't you? Amateurs, pros, people from all walks of life. It must create a unique atmosphere. Sounds like more than just a golf course, like a real community built around the game.
Definitely. Now let's zoom in on those courses. Firethorn and Bushwillow. The sources are clear that both are 18 holes, and they're designed to work for, well, pretty much all school levels.
Okay, so what's the vibe with Firethorn? The way the sources describe it, it sounds strategic. Like, you need to be accurate, think tactically. Mentions undulating fairways, tricky greens.
Yeah, it sounds like a proper test of how you manage your way around the course.
Yeah.
The sources talk about water hazards, bunkers placed just so. Makes you really consider each shot.
And Bushwillow. The material paints a different picture there, called it more relaxed, focused on the natural beauty, lush plants, great views, you know, a scenic round.
But relaxed doesn't necessarily mean a walk in the park. The sources stress it still packs a punch challenge-wise, just maybe in a different way.
Yeah.
So yeah, between the two courses, you get this really great variety, different kinds of rewarding rounds.
And you always have those holes on a course that stick in your mind, don't you? The sources pick out a couple they call iconic.
Yeah, on Firethorn, they spotlight the 13th. Famous for the views, apparently, but also a big strategic test. Waters involved sounds like a bit of a thrill.
And then on Bushwillow, it's the 9th that gets the nod. A favorite, they say. Great vista, but a tough shot, elevated tee, narrow fairway, trees. Sounds like you need nerve and accuracy.
Right. And these aren't just difficult holes. The material says they're genuinely memorable. Iconic, even. People apparently love taking photos there, which tells you something about their character.
Something the sources really, really hammer home is the dedication to keeping the courses in top shape. It's presented as absolutely fundamental to the Rand Park experience.
Totally non-negotiable, it seems. Keeping both Firethorn and Bushwillow pristine takes a whole dedicated greenkeeping team using, you know, modern methods and equipment.
And they get specific, too. The sources mention things like regular aeration, top dressing, really precise mowing, all that behind-the-scenes work that makes the playing surface great.
Plus, they mention sustainability efforts, like smart water management systems. So it's about quality, but also being responsible with resources.
and the connection is made explicit. This careful maintenance directly leads to that exceptional golf experience that, well, makes people want to come back again and again.
Okay, moving off the playing surfaces for a moment, the material goes into detail about the facilities they have for actually improving your game.
Yeah, the practice setup sounds pretty impressive. A big driving range, lots of bays, described as comfortable, spacious, and they mentioned tech being available for feedback. That's great for working on specifics.
And then the short game stuff, putting greens, kept just like the course greens, apparently. Chipping areas, practice bunkers. Seems like you can really hone every part of your game.
The sources definitely position these facilities as key for developing talent, whether you're a beginner or, you know, trying to get that handicap down.
Right. So how do you actually get to use all this?
Mm-hmm.
The sources lay out the access, starting with the membership deals.
And they seem quite varied. Full memberships, social ones, junior, senior.
Yeah.
Trying to cater to different people. The material even mentions flexible payments and special deals to make it more accessible.
And the benefits are pretty clear. Cheaper tournament entries, using those practice facilities we just discussed, getting priority for tee times. Membership is framed as like joining this whole network where those friendships we talked about can really grow.
And the clubhouse gets called the heart of the club. Sounds like an inviting place. Central hub, pro shop right there.
Food gets a good mention too. Diverse menu, local ingredients, seasonal stuff. Sounds like a nice spot to unwind after playing.
The bar and lounge seem similar, relaxed atmosphere, good drink selection, the classic spot for the post-round chat and connecting with people, and of course, decent locker rooms for comfort.
The sources also talk about a busy schedule of tournaments and events. We mentioned the South African Open already.
Right, the big international one. But the material also highlights club championships, social competitions, things that build that camaraderie among members of all levels.
And if you want to host your own thing, corporate day, charity event, whatever the sources say, they have a dedicated team and flexible spaces to make it run smoothly.
There's also a nice detail mentioned about honoring past winners. The sources suggest this helps inspire the current members, shows off the club's history of nurturing talent.
And they keep it dynamic, apparently. The material talks about an exciting calendar, new initiatives coming up, even unique themed events that mix golf with socializing.
Now, for anyone looking to actually get better at golf, the sources cover the professional coaching available.
Seems they have a team of top South African pros, loads of experience. And their approach sounds tailored, looking at your fundamentals, your strategy, even the mental side of things.
And you can learn through workshops and clinics too, not just one-on-one. The sources list different lesson formats: individual for focused help, group sessions for a more social learning vibe, and specialized clinics on, say, short game or swing tech.
And they haven't forgotten the kids. There are specific junior programs mentioned, getting youngsters into the game, teaching skills, etiquette, even giving them chances to compete.
Gear-wise, the pro shop sounds like the place to go.
Yeah, Position is a one-stop shop, stocked with big brands for clubs, clothes, everything. The sources mention knowledgeable staff there to help you choose.
And a really key service they highlight is custom club fitting. The material explains how pros assess your swing and match clubs to you specifically. The sources claim this can really boost your performance, accuracy, consistency.
And being a member often means getting access to special deals, promotions, loyalty points in the shop too.
Finally, the sources even share some practical tips, presumably from the Rand Park pros themselves.
Yeah, some core advice on improving your swing importance of grip, stance, posture, you know, the fundamentals, and practicing consistently.
They suggest specific drills, like using alignment aids or doing slow motion practice swings. And importantly, they touch on the mental game visualization, staying positive.
And then tips for playing those courses specifically, like understanding the layout, knowing the risks, planning around trouble on Firethorn, or maybe being more creative on Bush Willow, and always checking conditions, wind, green speed, all that.
The sources even wrap up with a kind of FAQ section, which hits a lot of the points we've covered again: membership types, event hosting, those signature holes, junior golf, food, lessons, fitting, tournaments, non-member play, practice areas. It really pulls it all together, showing how comprehensive Rand Park aims to be.
It definitely paints a picture of a club trying to cover all the bases for pretty much any golfer's needs or wants from start to finish.
So that was quite the deep dive into the material you brought on Rand Park Golf Club. We've touched on its origins back in 68, its growth, the major tournaments, those two distinct courses, the huge focus on maintenance, the impressive practice setups, the community aspect and the membership and clubhouse, the event calendar, the coaching.
And the Pro Shop offerings too. It's clear from the sources, isn't it, that this place is aiming to be more than just, 36 holes of golf. It's about the history, the challenge, the community, the whole package.
And hopefully walking through those sources like this gives you, the listener, that quick but solid grasp of what makes Rand Park special that you are after.
Yeah. And one thing that kept popping up in the material was that real focus on community spirit, the friendships that get built there.
Which leads to an interesting thought, doesn't it? Something drawn from what these sources emphasize. How much does the actual design and the whole philosophy of a place like Rand Park, which clearly values connections and community, not just the golf, how much does that shape not only your game, but the relationships you form off the course? Does being in that kind of environment influence the sort of golfer, maybe even the kind of person you become?
That's definitely something to chew on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Indeed. Until next time, keep digging into those sources.